I'm here with Matthew Sekelic, and what's going on, Matthew?
Hey, Christopher. Thanks for having me. I'm a member of the Democratic Socialists of America, and I'm one of the authors of a petition that we're circulating to the city to say that we should the city should maybe stop giving tax breaks to the corporations who have the most money here in Troy.
Interesting. So is this a general petition, or is this in regards to one specific case?
Yeah, it's sort of in general, but we're making it about one specific case. So there's a developer called United Group of Companies. They own a number of buildings in Troy. They've built the student housing by Hudson Valley Community College way down in South Troy. And they also built City Station East, West, and South at Congress and Ferry Street, right when you leave downtown and go up towards RPI.
Oh, is that that big building complex that sort of looks like it's made to look like a bunch of smaller buildings that were built like slowly over time, but it's really just like one giant building?
Exactly. It sort of looks like sort of like Legos and sort of like a bad Disneyland version of what a city should be if it was also a strip mall.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I remember when they were building that. They dug up the old or the what was Sixth Ave at some point. And there was like an old like trolley tunnel underneath it when they were
That's
digging
right.
that up.
That's right.
So you're saying that the city is giving them tax breaks?
Well, those buildings all got tax breaks from the city. They got this thing called a payment in lieu of taxes agreement, a pilot for short. And under these agreements, the City Industrial Development Authority, which has fairly broad powers to give financial incentives to businesses, what a pilot does is, rather than paying their tax bill over the course of something like 20 years, they pay a fraction of their tax bill. And these can add up to be worth millions and millions of dollars in incentives. So, say I have a lot of money and I want to come in and I want to build a building. And I say, hey, I'm going to build a building on this empty lot. This lot isn't, you know, there's no like tax revenue. There's not a lot of tax revenue being generated because the property isn't worth much. But I'm going to do this thing and then it's going to be worth, you know, the tax levy on it is going to be something like $1 million a year. But I don't want to pay $1 million a year in taxes because I want to get rich. So please give me a tax break. Don't make me pay any taxes the first year. I'll pay you, you know, $10. And then the next year, maybe I'll give you $1,000. And then the next year, maybe I give you, I don't know, $2,000. And, you know, slowly it builds up to being closer to the tax break. To the regular tax rate. So the argument in favor of these things is that they're attracting new development and that at the end of the day, the property is worth a lot more than it was in terms of the taxes the city's generating. But I'm of the opinion that these are the people who have the most access to capital. These aren't things going to little tiny businesses. These are going to fairly big corporate landlords. And I don't think they need the help. I think they want to build and make money off of the $1,400 a month apartments they want to build. And we shouldn't support that as taxpayers.
No, why would the city agree to such a deal? If the city's interest is to generate tax income, then why would they accept is the payment right. up front sufficient enough to sort of tide them over, or could, what's the dollars and cents of it?
Yeah, so they say that it gets a little bit more money every year, that, you know, they get more than they would if the building was just staying what it is, right? They want to build a 4- and 5-story building. It'll be 4 stories of something like 87 apartments that'll mostly 1 bedrooms renting at $1,400 a month. The first floor is all going to be parking. And then at the other end, they're going to build something like 40,000 square feet office space. Now, this is at Congress Congress and 6th Avenue in Troy. Right now, that's where it was an old car dealership. It's where the Educational Opportunity Center, the EOC, was for a long time. And so
it's pretty prime real estate.
It seems like it's prime real estate, right? But it's vacant right now, and it's sort of this crappy one-story building. I think the police seem to park their cars in the parking lot there. And so it's not worth much. It's not generating a lot of tax revenue for the city. So they figure, well, in 20 years from now, when they're paying the full tax rate, it'll have that money.
So the pilot that you had said, it's an acronym, right? Payment in lieu
of taxes.
Of taxes. Right. And so this isn't an upfront payment in lump sum for a discounted tax. This is, you know, saying going forward, give us a tax break.
That's right. That's okay. Right.
And so the idea that I'm getting is that the city would be incentivized to accept this kind of thing because of fear that if they don't, the developer might walk?
That's pretty much it. Or even worse, because there's the county agency, the county authority, they can go to the county and the county's going to negotiate a deal that might be better. So, or better for the developer or worse for the city. So these are negotiated, right? So maybe the city can ask for certain things or it's extra leverage maybe for the planning department to be like, you know, this is cool, but maybe it would be great if you put in some storefronts so it's more walkable. Or maybe you could put in affordable housing. Or maybe you're going to give us a direct payment in addition to the money you're paying in lieu of taxes. So there's a lot of different ways. You know, maybe there's a prevailing wages agreement, or you know, a union agreement with for their custodial staff. You know, there's a lot of potential ways that the city, I think, could negotiate.
So with all of these potentials and all these, you know, potential downsides with this project as the DSA sees it, what's the DSA pushing for through this?
This petition.
Yeah.
We've got something like 150 signatures as we're talking right now on this petition, and we only launched it on Saturday. And, you know, we want to say no. We want to send a clear message to the city, to elected officials, to the planning department, to the members of the IDA, that this is corporate graft and it has to stop. And we need a development model for Troy that's actually going to put the people of Troy first and isn't going to displace our residents as rents go up, right? We, with a lot of new development, there's a lot of problems. There's sort of a looming housing crisis here in Troy. We already have a lot of housing that's not up to code that people are living in, and there are a lot of issues that we have. Our pools are closed. The city is installing new parking meters downtown. That means a lot more parking tickets. Now, why are they doing that? Maybe it's to manage parking, but I think a lot of it is also because they're looking for additional revenue sources. And so they're nickel and diming us as residents of Troy, and they're giving away tax breaks to the people who have the most ability to pay. Building things that are going to ultimately harm the city by, you know, displacing residents. It's going to be big and ugly. It's not going to make the Congress and Ferry Street corridor any more walkable than it is, and that really needs it. Right? That's a part of town that could really be a vibrant, great connection between RPI and Prospect Park and Mount Ida and downtown, but it's not, largely because of the way these buildings were built.
So could you give a brief explanation about the DSA and also if people want to be involved?
If people want to get more involved with the DSA, you can go to our website, capitaldistrictdsa.org, and find out when our meetings are, how to join, sign up to our newsletter. If people have questions about what our petition is or want to find it, you can find us on our Facebook page or Twitter, or email us at troy@capitaldistrictdsa.org. DSA is the Democratic Socialists of America. We are the largest socialist organization in the country. We are a membership-based organization, but you don't have to be a member to come to our meetings and do stuff with us, certainly not to sign the petition. And basically, we fight for democracy in the economy. We want to see a more just world that's based around people, not on profit, and that, you know, we have enough stuff to go around, and if we shared it all, we could all live nicely, but some people got to hoard it, and that's wrong. And we also think, you know, racism and sexism and all that are bad too. So we try to integrate that into our work.
Excellent. Well, thanks again.
Thanks so much for having me.